DW.
In the rocky desert outside Cairo, large trucks come and go every minute. They're delivering building materials and carrying waste soil on their way out. This is the site of a new megacity. It still doesn't have a name. There are plans for a national competition to choose one, but until then, the project's official name is the new administrative capital of Egypt.
Now I'm very happy to see this in our countries because we are developing the countries, developing Egypt. It's a very fast-track project, very huge project, and we also we have a great impression to see these cities is growing up like a child.
Ahmed El Houssani is a civil engineer at the German-Egyptian architecture and planning firm Ökoplan. He takes us around the enormous building site, starting, of course, with the area his company is working on, called Project Zone RO3. The company is led by Tamir El Khorazati.
This area, called RO3, is a residential area with around 30,000 homes and everything people need to go with it. Schools, shops, offices, administration buildings, hospitals, everything you need.
RO3 is almost finished, as are the new buildings for various ministerial offices in another part of the city, the new government quarter.
As I understand it, the ministries are set to move in here in June 2020.
An advertising video for the project shows smart, modern buildings reminiscent of those in Dubai or Shanghai, or of Singapore, which also built a new administrative capital on around the same scale as Egypt is now doing here. This building site is in the middle of the desert, around halfway between Cairo and the Suez Canal, about 50 kilometers east of the old city center. It's set to have a business district with 21 skyscrapers, among them the highest in Africa. An official tweet recently claimed it would even be the highest in the world, at almost 1,000 meters high. Egypt's new government and administrative center is also set to get a congress center, a cultural quarter with an opera house, an airport, and a presidential palace, and between them, spacious streets lined by trees and parks. Tamir El Khorazati says projects like this are incredibly important for Egypt.
Where are people supposed to go? People need space to live, to work. They need space.
Egypt's population is growing by about 2 million people every year. The Greater Cairo area, home to about 22 million people, is permanently on the brink of collapse.
The resources devoted to the new administrative capital could be better spent developing Egypt's many cities that have been long neglected. And there's so many places that just aren't getting the same quality of attention, the same amount of interest.
That's Timothy Caldas from the Tahrir Institute for Middle East Policy. He says decentralizing Egypt would make better sense. Instead, the new city will encourage even more people from rural areas to move towards Cairo.
There are plenty of people living and working in Cairo who would rather be living and working in the provinces they're originally from. The trouble for them is that there isn't enough economic activity and opportunity for them to stay there. And so they've chosen to move to Cairo as a way to find work that pays better, that offers better opportunities for them and their families.
The streets of the new capital are easy to close off. There won't be any demonstrations here, let alone mass protests. Critics say Egypt's leaders are creating themselves a kind of Disneyland, a gated community for the government and its minions, a place to receive state visitors and hold important conferences, keeping the stresses and strains of the city at a convenient distance. Timothy Caldas says that's the opposite of what Egypt really needs.
Egypt needs a government that engages more directly with the people, a government that is in conversation with the people, that is learning from them about their concerns and helping work with them to find solutions to those problems. That authoritarian approach to governance is, I think, reflected in this aloof and segregated geography that they're pursuing.
The project is now stalling after important investors backed out. But according to recent announcements, 10% of the new capital is already finished. The project's team spokesperson Khalid Al-Husseini told the BBC foreign money is not available anymore at this point. Negotiations with South Korean investors are currently underway. The second and third phases of the project are on hold, with no date set for construction to start. One of the planners involved, who doesn't want to be named, said he believed that in the medium term, the new capital would be home to 1.5 million people at the most. That's far fewer than the official plans for 7 million. For most Egyptians, an apartment there will remain an impossible dream in any case. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's prestigious project has also met with cynicism. In a Facebook post, one man wrote that it reminded him of the Hunger Games films. While the lucky few would enjoy their wealth in the new capital, it would be at the expense of the other Egyptians whose toil benefited only the rich and not their own families. DW.